bong.
Hey. Hello to everyone, especially Byron, if you're listening.
Beans, rice, Jesus Christ, and Byron.
That's the podcast.
That's thanks also for listening. All my follow us on Twitter page. At Retweet This Pod and find us on Patreon.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Peyton.
And this is the shortest episode we've ever made. Welcome to
Rebyron This.
Rebyron This.
That's a TikTok audio if you're not on the Cursed Clock app. Maybe you should be. Think about joining. This has turned into TikTok promo.
TikTok promo. Contrary to popular belief, this podcast is actually about Twitter, not TikTok. But, you know, it's all the same. It all rots my brain.
You know how TikTok is now the head sponsor of VidCon? Well, they're actually also the number one sponsor of Retweet This.
VidCon are on the same level. You heard it here first.
Hank's a patron. That's basically the same. His idea technically founded this podcast.
Did you know that Nick Jonas performed at that VidCon somewhere? Uh-huh. And he had, like, such a good set of, like, songs, like, he hasn't played in years and years and years and years and years. And the crowd was so dead because it wasn't a Nick Jonas concert. It was VidCon. And I was like, sir, someone out there, if you're listening to this and you have connections to VidCon and you can get me footage of Nick's performance, I will sell you, I was going to say a kidney, but that's a little extreme. I'm not there in person.
I have the email of the COO of VidCon.
Do you remember UBW, the language? That out.
Do I remember what?
UBW, the language from Zoom?
No, I didn't watch Zoom.
Oh, okay. Zoom was YouTube for kids before YouTube for kids. All right. You know what? You were rich. We get it. From those of us who are less privileged.
I was rich because I had 30 channels of cable.
I had PBS. When we would go on vacation, like to the beach, my parents would have to make us go outside because we would sit and watch Animal Planet because we didn't have cable at home. We thought it was such a treat.
I loved Animal Planet. There was this one show called That's My Baby, and it was various animals giving birth, and it was my jam for some reason. I feel like that's like weirdly unsurprising.
It's that you're right.
Watched Home Shopping, PBS, and animals giving birth on Animal Planet.
Did you watch Supermarket Sweep?
No.
Dang it. You really did have cable. Never mind. When Laura and I were little, we also watched Fear Factor, which probably wasn't age appropriate.
Oh, yeah, I did
but
too.
We used to play Fear Factor in the backyard and, like, come up with, like, challenges. Like, you would have to, like, jump off the top of the swing set thing or, like, well, that was probably too dangerous. We didn't actually do that. But one of the things that there was always, like, two dangerous challenges and one gross challenge on Fear Factor. So for one of the gross things, Laura made me close my eyes and she made me lick the dog's tennis ball.
Ew.
My mom got mad at her. She's like, that thing's been in poop. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get sick.
That's gross. Ew. Anyway, this is the podcast where we don't talk about anything except for our childhood life experiences for some reason. And that's also making me feel like I need to say something. Arden and Lee, have you ever licked a tennis ball? Please let us know.
Yeah,
we'll start out
homework.
with Hank's tweet from November 30th. Wanted Santas. Why? Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answers to. And it's just a picture from Fox News that says Santa shortage. People wanting to hire Santa, up 121%. Available Santas, down 10%.
You know
it's
what?
Devastating.
There's like a anti-capitalist Santa in my town, and he's not like a Santa for hire. Like, I think he's done Santa jobs in the past. I don't know if he also does Santa jobs, but he has a Facebook page and he just posts. He's like, hey, Santa's gonna be out today, see y'all downtown at the sleigh. And like, there's this big red sleigh on the town square in my town, and like, there's no big fanfare. He just comes and he chills out there, and you can bring your own camera, bring your kids, take your own pictures. There's no staff, there's no professional photography, but like, there's no like charged for a photo op with Santa either. Like, you just go see Santa. And so I was downtown running last night with my running club, and I came around the court square and there was Santa. And then the woman who was running behind me, who had her stroller, had to stop and do Santa Aww. Pictures in the middle of the run. And I was like, did I lose Carly?
I love that. That's really cute.
It was really wholesome. He's a very authentic
Santa
looking
shortage.
Santa
maybe
too.
They're just not wanting to be hired.
Yeah.
Santa's
working
Santa
for the magic
union.
Of Christmas. Unionized Santa. Santa's joined a union. The elves really should unionize.
Maybe they have. That's why there's no Santas for hire.
That's like why there's a supply chain shortage, because the elves unionized.
You know who's leading the elf union? Will Ferrell.
I was going to say Colonel Sanders. I don't know why.
That's so much more cursed than me making a movie reference to the movie Elf.
I think that's
you know who the number Colonel one Sanders elf is later in this episode. Colonel Sanders. On the first, I tweeted. So this is just for reference. This is the Spotify Wrapped corner of the podcast. And if you don't like it, you can leave. That's my stance on it.
I love Spotify Wrapped. I know people are like, give people something to talk about themselves, and they'll always talk about it. Well, yeah. And it's fun.
Yeah, and I quite enjoy reading my friends. Like, I like to see what, like, I think it's interesting.
I like to know what you're up to. Sometimes I get song recommendations from these. Sometimes I'm like, oh, we're a lot alike. That's really fun. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, babe, why do you have, like, over 100,000 minutes of Spotify listening? Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Let us have fun. Anyway, I said this made me laugh, and it's two pictures. It was, like, the thing that was, like, it was three truths and a lie. Pick the lie. So I, like, picked something else, and it was like, nope, actually, the lie is that it says, the artist you binge listen to most was Harry Styles, and it says lie. And then you scroll over to the truth that it, like, popped up after. It says, the artist you binge listen to most was One Direction.
Harry and Harry from One Direction.
It really is Harry and Harry from One Direction. I was very surprised by this, because I do listen to One Direction often. I think it's because it's binge listening, and I listen to One Direction almost every time I'm in the car.
Yeah. Binge listening goes off of, like, what you play in a row the most. So, like,
right.
My binge listen was Tessa Violet, because she does, like, streaming competitions when she has her songs come out. And so I'll, like, stream them over and over and over and over and over. Which also is why her songs are always number one on my Spotify Wrapped.
That's the kind of, that's, like, really smart, too. And she gets it everyone's Spotify Wrapped.
Mm-hmm. Women supporting women.
What's your favorite One Direction song? I feel like we need to answer that really quickly on the podcast.
I don't know.
Favorite of the moment.
In the moment, right now, in this very, very moment.
I'll go first and say that I have been listening to Fool's Gold a lot.
Ooh, yeah, that is a good one.
And Stockholm Syndrome. They've been my two of the past week. I feel like that's how it goes. It's like I'm listening to One Direction albums, and I hear a song, and I, like, add it to my playlist, and then I listen to it for a week. And then, this, you know, it's like a new one every week. I, like, pick a favorite One Direction song.
Fool's Gold is probably up there right now. Overall, I always like Olivia. It's such a bop.
Yes, I love it. I listen to it on the way to therapy. It's a good mood boost.
I thought you did virtual therapy.
I do every other week in person.
I know so little about you.
You don't know when I go in person to therapy, and I live across the country from you.
This is an important update in our therapy plan. I got the master's degree, you're getting the therapy. That's the deal here.
I know, but the bad thing is that I haven't gone to therapy in like 3 weeks.
So I can tell. I'm falling apart. My mental health is like
crumbling. Your mental health is going to be through the roof because you're not in school anymore.
I don't know. I keep, like, panicking, thinking that I have homework due. Like, I was like, oh, I got off work an hour early today. This is great. I can go to the gym, and then I can get home to do my homework. I don't have homework.
You can just get home and relax.
I did not get home and relax. I tweeted the same day. Spotify Wrapped day. One of the slides was, it gives you your top five genres of music. And mine were indie pop, post-teen pop, lo-fi beats. boy band and show tunes. And so I tweeted this screenshot, and I said, lo-fi beats, LMAO, I just need some sound to fill the bumps in my brain while I'm working on papers. Which, the little chilled cow, whatever, the little cartoon animated girl, every time I'm working on school and I, like, need to focus, I either put that on YouTube on my TV or put it on Spotify in my headphones. And it helps. Like, I was listening to it today at work. Like, it, I don't know what it is, but sometimes if it's too quiet, I can't work, but it also can't be something that's distracting.
Yeah, I have trouble with, I can't concentrate if it's music with words.
Mm-hmm. It has to be music with words that I know really, really well. Like, I'll listen to, like, Folklore and Evermore sometimes when I'm working, because it's, like, chill vibes, but I know the album so well that they're not going to, like, catch me off guard.
Yeah. I pulled up my my top genre to compare it to yours, because ours are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, mine is dance pop. My number two is chill pop. My number three is show tunes. My number four is indie pop. And my number five is boy band.
Very similar.
I tweeted on the first and I said, if retweet this is on your Spotify Wrapped, please go to therapy. I'm begging you.
God bless.
I'd like to know. It was on mine, personally, because I do listen through a lot on Spotify after stuff is uploaded to make sure it, like, sounds fine. So it was my number four, which I don't usually listen on Spotify. So that makes sense to me.
I don't usually listen to podcasts on Spotify either. Yeah.
On December 2nd, I tweeted and I said, I didn't know that the little TikTok invite thing you get when you're live means that they ask to go live with you, because important people kept doing it last night and I was just ignoring them and talking about One Direction. It's embarrassing. I think, and I wish I would have, like, screenshotted it, because someone said, sometimes you get little pop-ups when they didn't ask, but it's just, like, a prompt.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, they just, like, what joined your broadcast and, like, you're friends with them, so, like, do you want to invite them to go live?
Well, that's what I thought, but apparently there's, like, certain ways you can tell that they, like, asked, and one time I got the pop-up, and this is what made me think of it later to, like, look it up. Because Morgan was like, oh, I didn't mean to ask that. Like, I can't go live. Like, I didn't mean to do that. And I was like, oh. I don't know. If you're a TikToker that happens to listen to this and happen to be a person that asked to go live with me, I'm sorry that I was, like, ignoring you and listening to One Direction. But I'm not surprised at myself.
I went live on TikTok for the very first time this week because I just hit 1,000 followers and then you were live. And so I hopped on and you invited me. And I was like, oh, this is fun. I feel like we're just on FaceTime, but we have an audience.
Yeah.
And, like, what's better than that? The perfect place to do our actual stand-up routines. Hank tweeted on December 2nd and said, some creators have amazing clothes and great dance moves. I have this. And it's a screenshot of where Doja Cat came up on his For You page. And it just says, follows you at Doja Cat with the verified check mark.
Yeah. This was an exciting moment for me as well. I feel powerful. I feel like I could ruin my life if I wanted to. I wouldn't do that. And I wouldn't ruin Hank's life, but, like, I could. And it's a powerful feeling to be like, well, I could just message Doja Cat right now.
Well, I'm seeing her live in, like, 8 days, so I win too.
You message her in real life. You throw a paper ball with a note on it up onto the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, please follow me on TikTok at PhilStickBooty.
No. I'm seeing Doja Cat and
you're escorted out of the venue.
I'm seeing Doja Cat and Meg Thee Stallion in the same show. I'm going to be so powerful leaving there. Except I'm also seeing the Jonas Brothers, so they're going to knock me back down.
Are you going to be, like, waiting all day and trying to get in the front?
No, it's not a general admission show. I have fifth row tickets, but for Jonas Brothers, we're going to see if we can get closer.
They just let you be the security. So you're, like, just on the side of the stage with, like, an earpiece in and, like, wearing all black.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to wear all black and AirPods and, like, pretend.
Yeah.
I'll make a
I don't
fake
know
badge.
Why they wouldn't assume that you were security. I would. I'd believe you. Hank tweeted on the 3rd and said, I know I'm old and boring because I have a recipe for my Cheerios. And then he explains the recipe, which is interesting. Said, okay, you asked for it. 2 tablespoons of Greek yogurt covered with oat milk, then drizzled with maple syrup. 50% regular and 50% Honey Nut Cheerios go in after the solution is mixed.
And he says, not only am I old and boring, I am also insufferable. You got that part right, bestie. That's not Cheerios. That's like a parfait. Cheerios
is the cereal
in the box. I don't
understand why 50% regular, 50% Honey Nut Cheerios. Like, why?
Because Honey Nut Cheerios are really sweet.
But they're not.
But if you're drizzling it with maple syrup, then, like, you're making it all sweet.
Why wouldn't you just leave the maple syrup out and then just use the Honey Nut Cheerios? All, 100%.
It's a great question. The real ones taste kind of like cardboard.
Hank, is your cholesterol good? Isn't that what they're for?
Do
you have really low cholesterol because you eat your little concoction a lot?
Sure.
What if he's like, text me, yes, my cholesterol is actually really good, thank you for bringing that up.
Hank, if you listen to this, please update Peyton about your cholesterol.
Please don't.
That's your official old man status. People are asking about your cholesterol.
You know what? No, the thing that made me think of Hank's old man status was the other day, because Joe Biden got a colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
And my first thought was, I know exactly what Joe Biden did yesterday, because I've seen Hank step by step walk through the day before a colonoscopy. Like, I know exactly what he did. I know exactly what Joe Biden drank. I know how he felt the 24 hours before he had a colonoscopy. Now that's, feels pretty personal.
That is very personal.
I tweeted on the 3rd, And it's a screenshot. So this was me being very creepy. And I'm aware of it, but it worked out for me. So I screenshotted this TikTok. It's a girl. And she says, it's like, it says 2017 has a fan account for some random ghost hunters. And then 2021 gets hired by them. And it's her with the guys from BuzzFeed Unsolved, Paranormal. Now they do their own thing. I think they left to BuzzFeed. But it's Ryan and Shane. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I like them. And we watch the BuzzFeed Unsolved Paranormal stuff me and Brent do. So I was like, wow, this is really cool. This is feeling like someone I should be friends with. Because we like have similar, you know, stand account to employee pipeline history. Mm-hmm. So I like look in the comments and I'm like, who is this? Because it was from the official account, like for the show thing. Mm-hmm. And they had, like, the girl hadn't commented. Or like, if she did, I couldn't tell who it was. So I was like, maybe someone will like mention their name. Well, it wasn't there. So I scroll down and someone said, didn't you make a Calling All the Monsters fan edit? And isn't it on YouTube? And someone was like, I think I've seen it. Like, not, it wasn't interacted with by the account, but I was like, that makes sense. That, like, that she would have probably made that, you know, as a fan account. So I, like, go to YouTube and I, like, look up Calling All the Monsters, BuzzFeed Unsolved, blah, blah, blah. I find, like, a popular one that had quite a bit of views. So then I copy the, or I looked in the comments and I only could find, like, the YouTube username, but it wasn't a name. It was, like, a stand name. So I looked up the YouTube username on Twitter, and someone had posted the video saying it was good, and then had, like, retroactively been like, oh, their Twitter at is this. So then I found it, and I followed them, and then I tweeted out, and I was like, hey, I think we should be friends, because I work for someone that I, like, I started as a fan account, and, like, I think we would get along. This is my application. And then we did. She followed me back and we like DM'd for like a whole day.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I saw wherever you tweeted and you tagged them. And I clicked on the at just because I was curious. And we had a Dan and Phil mutual in common.
I know. And I was like, I said, I started as a Dan and Phil stand account. She said, my best friend loves Dan and Phil. And I was like, okay. And she's following Harry Styles, and Harry Styles is a stylist.
And I was like, oh yeah, Harry Lambert.
Perfect. Perfect. Wow. This seems like unhinged, which is exactly the vibe I look for in a friend.
I'm gonna have to fight for my spot as bestie.
I don't think so, considering she lives in London and we've talked one time, but you know.
Hello, you now have a connection in London. You can just go.
I mean, like, hey, I know we've talked one time through DM. Okay. Can I come stay with you?
No, but like, if you did become besties, which you won't be, if you did become second-in-command besties.
Second-in-command.
You would have somewhere to go stay in London. How fun is that?
Well, see, I'm hoping that my second-in-command besties are become Dan and Phil.
Okay, you have to get to London to become second-in-command besties with them. Follow the process.
I don't think I do. I feel like we'll become such good friends. They'll, like, fly me out there.
They've, like, replied to three of your tweets. That's it.
Well, it's like five, so first of all, get that correct.
There was a tweet of a bunch of screenshots of headlines talking about how millennials and Gen Z are polyworking, which basically just means they have multiple jobs because no one job pays enough income to be a job, right? And so someone quote tweeted it and said, yeah, I'm in a queer platonic relationship with several employers. And then there was a whole thread of folks talking about how angry it makes them. And Hank responded and said, I don't know about you two, but I want to have sex with all my jobs. As in, you know, polyamorous, polyworking. We see the vibe here. And then Charlotte responds and said, famous job slut, Hank Green. So then Hank quote tweeted it and said, I found a new Twitter bio, and I want to know if it's still there. Aw, you took it away. Put it back. Anyway, then I responded to this tweet and I said, slut shame the rich. And he said, that one got me.
That's good. I didn't tweet reply to this. I just tweeted in general, like, for my friends to see, and I said, does this make me the non-famous job slut? That's a lot worse. It's much worse than being the famous one, honestly.
I realized
this next one, I know it, Emily's tweet is next, but I just want to point out that it has a little painting fingers emoji, but on my computer, it looks like
toes.
No, it looks like, just because, like, the line coming off of it, it looks like the one of the girl doing gymnastics, like the handstand. And I was like, that really, like, it was very funny. You should have used that with this tweet. It just seems very unhinged.
I don't see how that looks like a handstand at all, but it looks like painting toes to me. Anyway, I tweeted on the December 4th because I scheduled my COVID booster vaccine, and I said, I got my first vaccine doses at Walmart, but I'm getting boosted at Target. A glow up. Anyway, this is
Target.
This is just to say that I am getting my booster over the weekend, and I'm nervous. Not that I'm nervous that, like, something's going to go wrong, but I just don't want to feel crummy like I did after my last one. I had a headache for a really long time.
I remember that. I remember you being like, is this normal?
On December 4th, I tweeted and said, "Hi, Twitter. I just finished my master's degree."
Woohoo!
It's kind of sad. Woo-hoo. I submitted my last final exam. I'd done my thesis defense, like, a little bit earlier in the semester, but I submitted my final, which was the very last thing I did had to do, and then I just sat there by myself in my room at my laptop at my messy desk, and I was like, everyone's in bed. Who do I celebrate with? And so I just tweeted.
It's exciting. Are you feeling relieved?
Yeah. I'm feeling anxious that I'm not proving myself to be good at anything right now, though, so something's got to fill the hole soon.
Well, you told me to remind you to not get your PhD, so I'm reminding you of that now.
No, I'm definitely not getting a PhD, but sometimes I get the random urge to go to law school. Not to become a lawyer, just to do the law school thing.
Just to be legally blonde for a few years.
Do you follow the girl on TikTok? I think her name is Christina?
The redhead girl, yes!
Yes! She's real-life legally blonde. I'm obsessed with her. I love her. And her whole thing is, like, being in law school and being professional doesn't mean you can't also be feminine and, like, yeah, girly and have fun with it and stuff, too. And she wears, like, all pink outfits all the time, and she has the cutest stuff. And she posts about law school, and she posts about makeup and outfits and hair stuff. I love her. I don't know why all three of my tweets are, like, right in a row this week, but I tweeted, this is kind of a two-part, I tweeted and said, planning a road trip when I know zero U.S. geography is pretty dangerous. And then I quote tweeted it with a screenshot of our conversation where I said, for the longest time I thought Seattle and Chicago were near each other. And you said, don't tell people that.
I'm definitely not great at geography by any means. But U.S. geography, I have a pretty medium grasp on. Like, I could label almost all the states on a map. The Northeast gets a little blurry, but besides that.
I got the Southeast down. That's about it. The best part of this is that after this, I was like, whatever. I said, I used to think that they were near each other. And you were like, did you think Chicago, like, did you think Seattle was where Chicago is? I'm like, no, I thought Chicago was where Seattle is. And then I said, I don't know. Anything west of the Mississippi, I don't know. And you're like, Chicago is east of the Mississippi.
Yeah, you were confused, but it happens to the best of us. You have a master's degree, so what do I know?
They'll literally give a master's degree to anyone. Okay, well, that's the end of our conversations. But now we have patron tweets!
Woohoo!
Thanks, as always, to all of our patrons who support us on Patreon. Special shout-outs to Nate, Margaret, Rachel, Kelly, Artemis, Haggai, Hank, Kimmy, Kara, Elin, Ruthie, Oh My God, It's Fallen, Number One Josie Simp, Sarah, the other Rachel, DFTBA Rachel, Evan, Martina, Chad 3814, Josie, Mickey, Jonathan, Matthew, and Avery. Thank you all for your support. And we have some tweets from our professor tier.
On the 29th, Matthew tweeted and said, so many great songs really miss out without a key change.
It's yeah, true.
I agree with that. I love a good key change.
You know what song I always think of when I think of, like, a prominent key change, like, key change making the song?
What?
You'll Always Find Your Way Back Home from the Hannah Montana Movie.
I mean, you're right. It is a good one.
It's a Taylor Swift wrote it in the Fearless era when she was, like, known for those key changes for that last chorus.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
You can change your hair and you can change your clothes.
But you'll always find your way back. Boom! You can change your hair. You can change your clothes.
The it's iconic.
You should see the headbanging I just
Matthew,
did.
Matthew, that performance iconic. Was just for you. I hope you liked it.
You're welcome. Artemis didn't have a whole bunch of tweets this week, so we chose a wet tweet. A wet tweet. Jesus Christ. We chose a retweet from Wet Bread. Anyway, it says, be gay, do crime, be cozy, and I can't read anymore.
I like that the Wet Bread, the logo, is a piece of bread with, like, sweat beads on it.
I thought it was in a toaster.
It has, like, little
No, I think that's a towel. Oh. I think he's wet, and so he's drying off with a towel.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. It is Wet Bread.
He looks, I thought it was like wet bread getting in a toaster. Like, I thought it was like dark humor.
It was like dark electrocution humor.
You know, when people are like, oh, this TikTok was so sweet on an unrelated note. I'm taking a bath with my toaster.
This TikTok is so sweet. I'm going to roll myself in water and put myself in a toaster.
Yeah. I'm going to become bread.
On December 1st, Sarah, the red-nosed reindeer, tweeted and said, ha ha ha, at retweet this pod ranked higher than Dear Hank and John in my Spotify Wrapped. Blessed. I'm looking at your podcasts. Fake Doctors, Real Friends, The Scrubs cast.
Oh.
Walk in Love, The Office Deep Dive, Retweet This, and Dear Hank and John.
So you like podcasts about TV shows.
Yeah. And us.
Yeah.
A podcast about nothing.
All of your podcasts are like iconic duos except for The Office.
Are you calling us an iconic duo?
Yeah. Think about it.
Think about it.
We're a duo. We're iconic.
We're chronic.
We go together like a toaster and wet bread. Ew. Nate tweeted and said, I can't read tonight. Nate tweeted and said, I have never knowingly lost Whamageddon purely by the virtue of having no idea what the song Last Christmas is and therefore never having recognized it. I lost Whamageddon on the first day of December. It was sad.
I don't know when I lost it or not because I listened to it by choice.
Well, I listened to the Glee version.
That's worse.
It's so good.
Glee-mageddon.
Glee-mageddon. Oh, that's so bad.
I think we need to have a challenge with our followers for the whole year of... Emily, you're going to lose on the first day. The whole year of 2022, we're playing Glee-mageddon, and you're in as long as you don't hear a Glee cover of something.
I like that. Let's start on January 1st, 2022. We're going to have Glee-mageddon.
Josie tweeted on the 2nd and said, why did I see Comrade Sanders think KFC was going to drop some Kentucky Fried Communism?
This is such a good tweet. Josie quote tweeted, it's a screenshot from Sean Hannity, and it says, Comrade Sanders, keeping teeth in your mouth should not be a luxury for senior citizens. And whoever posted it said, communism is when people can have teeth.
The real plot twist is that it was about communist Colonel Sanders, and it was pushing for dental care so that people can eat chicken for longer in life.
It's pushing for Comrade Sanders to unionize the elves.
Comrade Sanders, that makes, this whole podcast just came full circle. I love that phrase. Comrade Sanders, elf unionizer. Haggai has two tweets, and we don't play favorites, but if we did, it would be Haggai. He tweeted on the 3rd and said, Harry Good, because I complained that he said Tay Good and not Harry Good, so I, like, had him listen to some songs, and then he tweeted this. And I love converting people into a Harry stan. It's sort of my other part-time job. And then on the 5th, he tweeted, and I would like to point out that his name is M, but shorter and younger, on Twitter.
He's only, like, 2 inches shorter than me. We confirmed this, so I'm glad that I was not imagining. He's only,
2 inches younger than me.
I had always thought that Haggai was, like, 5'11", 6 foot, somewhere right around there. Like, my height may be a little bit taller, but he's, like, 5'8", so, like, just a little bit shorter than me. But I'm glad that he's not, like, I wasn't imagining, like, 6 foot, and then I found out he's, like, 5'4", because I think that would really throw my brain off. Anyway, Trash Jones tweeted and said, I live in constant fear of being asked to share a fun fact about me, and Haggai quote tweeted and said, easy, lie! I don't know why that got me.
What would your lie be if someone, like, if you couldn't say, because usually I would just say, I have 2 dogs, or I've lived in 5 states, or I have a podcast. Like, that's the 3 that I would say.
I would say that I work for Hank Green's TikTok.
Oh, that's your lie. Well, I'm saying those are my truths. What would be your truth?
I don't have one anymore.
You don't have a fun fact?
No, I used to always be like, fun fact, oh, I'm also in grad school. And then if I was like a discussion post, it'd be like, fun fact, oh, I also work for the university.
How about my friend helps Hank Green with TikTok?
I do name drop you a lot when people are on the office talk about Hank.
That's so funny to me because I'm never in a circumstance to even name drop myself.
That's really...
So how is everyone else doing it?
The office that I work in, well, a lot of them have left now, but one of my employees that I supervise now still is. I was in like an office of like a mini circle of nerd fighters, but like everybody in their like late 20s, early 30s. And so like...
Okay.
We would like talk about the books and like I gave Katie a copy of the Anthropocene Review because I had 2 copies and whatever and like... One of my employees that I supervise now is, like, a super big Hank fan. And so it's just, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, my best friend works for them. And then, like, my Katie at one point said something about, did you see, she started to say, did you see Hank's TikTok? She's like, oh, I'm sure you probably did see Hank's TikTok. You probably follow him. And I was like, oh, yeah. I said, we're friends on TikTok. And she said, what do you mean friends? I said, like, mutuals? Like, he follows me back? And she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, like, he likes my videos sometimes. And she's like, he knows who you are. And I'm like, yeah, unfortunately for him.
He knows who you are. Derogatory. Rachel tweeted, this is very good. It's so good. The Anthropocene Reviewed courtesy of Wombo.
I love the Wombo app. Like, it's so fun.
The AI thing. I've never used it. I just keep enjoying everyone else's. And it's very cute. You have to look. It is a visual media, but it's very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Rachel did like a Wombo art for every essay of the Anthropocene Reviewed. Can't spell it, can't say it. But every essay has its own artwork, and it's really pretty. Like, a lot of them are really good. The Capacity for Wonder really got me.
Yeah. It's cool. I need to get the app.
It's really good. Speaking of the Wombo app, Kimmy did Hank Green should follow Kimmy as her prompt, and it came back with what looks like Hank giving her the middle finger, and it's golden.
I love it. It looks weirdly like him. Like, I realize that, you know, he's, like, talked about online, so, like, of course it would. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't expect it to. It's very odd. It looks like he has no teeth.
Old man Hank Green.
Yeah. Old man Hank Green giving Kimmy the finger, and he's wearing a cloak.
Ooh, a wizard. You're a wizard, Hanky.
An old, toothless wizard.
I'm going to put an old toothless wizard into Wombo and see what it gives me.
Ew. We have to tweet it with the episode.
Okay, I will.
Rachel tweeted on the 6th and said, ah, yes, the friend. Just the one. It's just like a security question. It says, what's my friend's name? Honestly, that would work perfectly for me. Martina, Rachel's version, tweeted on the 5th. It's a Wombo. And it says, at Hank Green, famous job slut. And it's what looks like Hank's face, and then also Hank sort of laying horizontally, like, propping very his head up.
Paint me like one of your French girls.
Yeah, and, like, on a lily pad is what I'm envisioning. Hank Green, frog slut.
I saw that that one was liked, and I think I must have just liked it when I was going through tweets to like stuff, but I thought it might have also been Hank's curse like. But either way, that's what Hank gets now is his curse tweet for Patreon. You're welcome.
Oh, there's another one. Is that what you do? Was that the one you were... Oh, no, this one's us.
That one's us.
At retweet this... This is from Martina. At retweet this pod, I put the name of the podcast into the AI art generator, and it's a clown. And it's so scary. It looks like a foot. It looks like a potato. It has weird lips. It has Elon Musk's haircut, to be honest.
Ooh, it does. The rest of these are McDickle's tweets that were sent to us that were just funny things. Several people did do the art... movie your memes and your last celebrities, and they were pretty good, but these just made me laugh. So the first one says it's a craft of like something that kids made, and it says the reindeer the kids were supposed to make versus the eldritch biblical angel beings the kids made, and they all have too many eyes and in the wrong places, and they're really good.
I like the second one that has the eyes on the ends of the antlers.
Mm-hmm. I like the one where there's like the eyes and the nose in the middle are making a cross.
This one is, it just says, yeah, and it's just like an image. And it says, inside you are two clowns. Bimbo clown, goth clown. They're both depressed. That's all this on Twitter too. It's very good.
Tag yourself. Which one are you?
I think I'm goth clown.
I think I'm bimbo clown.
Okay.
I am wearing pink.
It's pink.
Yeah. It's our aesthetics.
Yeah. Goth clown and bimbo clown. Going to Seattle soon. Did you know, everyone? Ooh. Have you seen my tweets about it?
Ooh. I literally bought the ticket yesterday, told my friends at work that I was going to Seattle, and then today one of my coworkers walked in wearing like a black puffy coat, and one of my other coworkers was like, oh, you need a coat like that. And I said, huh? And she said, for your trip. And I said, what trip? And she said, aren't you going on a trip? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going on a trip.
It's funny because I also told you that you should get a black puffy coat because I got one and we could match.
I think I am going to get one, but I just need to find one. I got a really good one.
In Seattle. And on the 5th, Tracy Alloway, tweeted and said, just saw someone describe crypto as Mary Kay for young men, and now I'm dying.
Arden's active in this.
It is Mary Kay for young men.
Does it give you a pink car when you sell enough? Because otherwise, I don't want it.
No, you get a pixelized image of a monkey.
Ugh.
Okay, everyone. Thank you all for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at RetweetThisPod. Mm-hmm. And find us on Patreon at RetweetThisPod as well. Or retweet this. I don't know. You'll figure it out.
Patreon.com/RetweetThis is us. And yeah, you can send us any tweets that you want us to see that you think are funny or that are related to the podcast or whatever. Hashtag McDickles. It's McDickLez.
Bye.
Bye. McDonkles.